Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Okay, now what? If we assume that Easter is only about Jesus, then we end up leaving ourselves out of the picture. We become pretty much spectators who watch what happened without really being in the story ourselves. Now, of course, it's normal for our attention to fall on Jesus and to stop there as if Jesus' resurrection was the end of the story. When Ruth and I are watching reruns of Law and Order at night, which is what you do when you're our age, okay, and you get to the end of the story, I always enjoy it when the bad guys get their comeuppance. Well, what could be better than a story where the good guys win? So our story today is about Jesus, about God raising him from the grave after he had been so cruelly executed. But it's not just about Jesus. It is also about you and me. Easter is not the end of the story. It's the beginning of a new story. See, if we just watch without living it, then frankly, it's not going to mean much. It's like the difference between a recipe for chocolate chip cookies and a chocolate chip cookie. Which one would you rather have? Well, I don't know about you. I've never eaten a recipe. Man, do I love a good chocolate chip cookie. If we stop for knowing about Jesus, it's like eating a recipe. You want a bite? Yum. Ooh, 2 cups of flour, 1 stick of butter. Yeah. Jesus invites us to read the recipe and to bake cookies with him, calling us to trust him to bring forgiveness and peace and new life now. You see, Jesus kept talking about this thing he described as the kingdom of God, living out heaven on earth right now, today. God's way. The kingdom of God is a taste of heaven now that is marked by loving others with words and actions, by caring for the weak and the poor, by bringing the dead back to life. Jesus calls us to join him in emptying graves by bringing new life into this world today. He doesn't want us to just know about him. He wants us to join him in baking the cookies, to join him in eating them ourselves, and to share them with others. Sorry, I only brought 5. There's a huge difference between knowing about something and actually doing it. This is why teen drivers get in driver's ed both have classroom and behind the wheel, right? Because we don't want them driving until they've had actual experience doing it. What happens is we miss one of the best parts if we think that we are supposed to believe in Jesus and know about him so that when we go to heaven when we die. Now think about that. Think about what that implies. It implies that God loves the dead more than the living. Or maybe we should be in a big hurry to die. There's no flavor there. There's no joy of taking your first drive. It's talking about something instead of actually doing it. Recipe or cookie? Jesus promises us more than cookies or even a driver's license. He brings us Easter, new life to us, by pulling us out of our graves. Oh, not literal tombs, of course, but new life for all the ways we feel dead inside. Jesus brings us back to life when we fall into that numbness of just trying to get everything done. You know how it is when we work so hard to make a life that we're exhausted and we feel like we don't have a life anymore. You may have noticed on TV and at the movie theaters lately, there's this fascination with zombies, the living dead. Newsflash, they're not real. Or are they? Not feeling quite alive, maybe feeling part dead inside, stumbling around, 1 foot in the grave, No joy, no direction, no meaning. You might know what that feels like. Now, we don't call it a grave. We have other words. Sometimes we call them ruts, but no matter what you call it, it's still a grave. Some of them we fall into when a marriage ends, when we ache to have children and cannot, when we feel the pain and hardship around us in the world is so overwhelming that we think we can't do anything about it. It feels like a grave and we have lost our lives and we want them back. Or we're mired in guilt about the things we have done and we feel like we can't be forgiven because we think we should have known better. For every grave in our lives, for every way we face death while we're living, God promises resurrection and new life for us now. The catch is that if we want new life, we need to be willing to let the old ways die first. There needs to be a death before there can be a resurrection. Not literally, of course, but letting go of the things that have taken control of our lives. The old ways have to die. But we like to keep them going on life support, don't we? We cling to our fear, darkness, and dread, with our doubts sometimes feeling stronger than our belief. Sometimes we stay in the dark because it's familiar. It's what we know. Our book tells us about this. Shortly after the Jews escaped 400 years of slavery in Egypt, they whined to Moses that they wanted to go back. Moses said, "Go back? You were slaves in Egypt." And they said, "Well, yeah, we were slaves, but at least we had food and water." There's the rub. Freedom's hard. Given a choice, many of us go back to slavery and fear because it's predictable. We don't like it, but it's what we know. Now imagine what this is like. Carrying guilt around for years and years for something that you did that was wrong or bad or awful. In that sleepless 2 a.m. haunting, it becomes proof in our minds that we're unlovable. It can't be undone, so it feels even more helpless and dark. Now imagine how it feels when that guilt is gone. Gone. You are forgiven. Even the memory of it is gone. It no longer defines your life. That is one of the ways we feel new life. So if Christ is risen, how could we tell? How does it show? The key, I think, comes in what Jesus said to his disciples today. He said, "Go! Go and tell! Bring the good news! Heal the sick, raise the dead, teach them to love." Jesus did not say, "All right, go home." Jesus didn't say, "Okay, try to figure out how all this could work." No, he just said, "Go." Jesus sent his disciples to Galilee. Where does Jesus send you? Who are the zombies who stumble in and out of your life waiting to be made new, to get their lives back? When do we get to feed the hungry or bring healing to those who are broken? When do we get to love those who are convinced that they are not lovable? Every time we do, we are stepping into what Jesus called the kingdom of God. And it's not far. It's right here. If Christ is not risen, let's just go home because nothing's changed. But if Christ is risen, then we have a lot to do. We are called not just to believe, but to live. Not just to watch, but to do. To read the recipe and bake cookies. To share them and enjoy them. Jesus gives us the recipe for life. For a taste of heaven on earth now. Love others. Show mercy. Remember the poor, the hungry, and care for them, because when you do it to me, Jesus said. Forgive those who hurt you. Share what you have, expecting nothing in return. Love others aggressively. And remember, Jesus says, my sacrifice, my love is for you. But it is not just for you. Make it real. Love others as I have loved you, and you will see God. You will taste heaven. So come here. Taste. And see. And feel God's promise. And then go. Show that Christ lives. Show this good news.